Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
During my freshman and sophomore years in vet school, I lived with my brother and his wife. At the time, he was working on his PhD in chemical engineering. During that period of time, he was running his data, as he referred to it. This involved disappearing over to the university and apparently waiting for one of the massive departmental computers to spit out information. It all seemed quite mysterious to me because I'm not a big fan of numbers. I remember once making an attempt to understand this whole idea of analyzing data and numbers crunching. I even brought up the old saying that we've all heard probably from our youngest years, numbers don't lie. I clearly remember when he looked at me with pity and said, "True, numbers don't lie, but statisticians surely do." I think about this when I read articles about studies that show something truly phenomenal. You know, one of those surveys that shows that 96% of the people interviewed said that this was true. And I know I've reported on these articles myself. But I do this understanding that I'm no different from anyone else. Whether or not I accept these findings depends on whether or not I believe what the researcher was studying in the first place. If I don't, I tend to take the results with a grain of salt. One of the things that can happen, particularly in studies of the human-animal bond and companion-animal behavior, is that often the studies are very, very small. For example, if a study says that 96% of the people who received animals as gifts have strong attachment, that seems to pretty much support the idea of giving animals as gifts, doesn't it? But since I don't exactly fall into that category, I want to look into that study further. If I do, and I discover that it was a phone survey, and there were just little over 1,000 people who replied to the survey, and out of those 1,000 people, only 222 actually fulfilled the researcher's criteria, and those represented people who had received pets as gifts over a 10-year period, suddenly that 96% doesn't carry quite the impact that it would if that study were a heck of a lot larger. So the bottom line is that numbers don't lie, but statistics can. We can bend them, we can interpret them to say what we want to say. Where this is problematic is when the researchers do a good job and they put all their data right up front in that often dry and dull and boring scientific article that tells us exactly how many people were in the study, or if we're talking about a study involving animals and people, what kinds of animals? Were they male or female? Were they neutered or were they intact? A good researcher includes all that information in their data. But sometimes the people who are funding these studies want results that support views that they want to communicate to the public. Because of this, what starts out as numbers that don't lie may turn into percentages that misrepresent the magnitude of the problem or the number of individuals involved. By no means am I saying that all scientific studies are suspect, but like everything else, we need to be informed consumers. If the study supports what we want to do and how we want to relate to our animals. For example, whether or not we want to give animals as gifts to other people, with or without them having expressed any desire to own an animal, let alone that particular animal, then I think we need to be careful. We don't want to wind up in a situation where the numbers didn't lie, but we overlooked them in favor of the statistics that did.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.